Now, fresh from the performance, I introduce you all to Kinetrix. Hello, guys.
Hello.
Right, okay, from my left to right, can you give your names, please, and what you play in the band?
Hi, I'm Chris, and I'm the bass player.
I'm Sam, I play guitar.
I'm Cindy, on vocals.
And Paul, on drums.
Good stuff, good stuff. Right, are you very much looking forward to the weekend?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. This is going to be possibly one of the biggest shows we've got this year. So far, isn't it?
This summer, anyway, yeah.
Yeah. Judging by the stats from last year, this festival's going to be really cool this weekend.
Good, good, good stuff.
So, yeah.
First thing I have to ask, Kinetrix, where did your name come from?
That's a very good question, actually.
Chris, this is one for you. You got this right every time.
tell me the story about this anyway. Go on.
Well, it comes about from a drum machine that was called a Drummatics. So we stole the kind of the icksy bit off the end, and we decided that most things do sound pretty cool when you stick killer in front of it, except we spell killer wrongly, so K-I-L-L-A, rather than the Oxford Collins version, which is K-I-L-L-E-R. And then we decided to smack the two together to make Kinetrix.
Because the A is obviously so much cooler than just the E-R as well.
Yeah, exactly.
It?
And there's a few rules of doing band names as well, where you don't have... You either go to full length and go... You'll know us by the Trail of the Dead, or if not, you just go for three syllables, one word.
Good band as well, they are. Yeah.
I just agreed because I liked the name.
Well, one thing I need to ask is, how did this all come together? Was it a science experiment go wrong or go right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it was. A science experiment in a studio where we all happened to be free all at the same time, and somebody went, splash! And it happened.
You know when it's in Essex especially, there's a little band community, and when you all turn up at rehearsal studios, the amount of bands going through rehearsal studios, someone always gets picked up somewhere, and we kind of bumped into each other, and it just happened from there.
It's as lame as it sounds.
Yeah.
Honestly, it is.
Yeah, we didn't know each other until Kinetrix started. So.
Sorry, we'll make up a more exciting story for next time.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I'm on air.
Well, a meteor landed, and then there was a big bang, and NASA came down, and they were like, Kinetrix!
Well, okay, maybe that wasn't the... It wasn't maybe the best story you could have thought of, but we've got an hour and 15 minutes if you want to think of another one.
Well, they found Pluto the other day.
It's true, they did, yes. Pretty good indeed. Right, well, let's just say, have you played the Brentford Festival before?
No, man.
No.
It's the first time?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I've been on Brentford Festival, Jerry.
Oh.
Can I say that?
Keep it clean, keep it clean. I know my show is called 50 Shades of Che, but like, you know.
We went to a category C.
You are just opening us up for all kinds.
My bad.
come on now, let's keep it clean, keep it clean.
Yes,
right, so what time are you playing?
Quarter past three.
I thought it was 3:40.
Chris, I've got the email. It's 3:15.
Oh, yes, the email is 3:15.
Are you happy with the time?
Yeah.
Fairly certain.
Yeah, and the weather looks good for that point in the day, so I'm really happy with that.
So you're playing on a Saturday, which from what I gather, you're playing on the same day as Billy Ocean.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Jack Pack, Rebecca Ferguson. Is there anybody on the bill which you're really looking forward to looking to playing as well?
Well, I'm looking forward to looking for Liam, actually. And I think they're the first band on the...
They are.
Is it second stage, first stage? I can't remember. But,
stage one.
Yeah, stage one. I've watched quite a lot of them on online and stuff for quite a while, so I'm really looking forward to them. So, if anyone else is going, you should go and watch them. They're the first ones on the stage one. Be there. I'll be there too.
Is there so where do you all come from anyway, like all together in the same town or
all corners of Essex?
We cover most of Essex.
Corner of Essex, such as where?
I'm about 2 miles off the Cambridgeshire border, so I'm about as far north as an Essex.
Oh wow.
Before you get a nosebleed.
Yeah, and then as far out as Colchester, Southend and Braintree in the middle. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's quite far apart. So
it's a nice trek for rehearsals. Yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
So how often do you rehearse, if that's the case?
As much as we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, generally twice a week. Last month, once a week.
I mean, going from left to right. I mean, you've got a very impressive beard.
Cheers.
I mean, does that take a lot of grooming, or...?
Yeah, it does.
It
does take a lot of grooming. It takes a good barber to keep it in check.
You think his flight cases are full of cables, they're not, they're full of beard grooming gear.
It's all beard product in flight cases. There is no gear in there whatsoever.
So does every good bass player need a nice beard?
Yeah, and some nice beard oil to put through it to keep it soft.
Yeah, have you got the scented oil on you as well?
No, not today. Left at home.
Actually, it's shorter today. You've had it trimmed.
I have had it
trimmed. It's receding.
They're going to my beard. But then there must be a log somewhere.
Well, next time he's sleeping, I'm bringing my razor out.
No, I've already offered that one job to one other person.
Who's that? I need to get in touch.
I'll let you know when it's happening. You can come down and video it.
So name a few places where you've played. I mean, there must be a favourite place that you've played before, or at least a couple of favourite places that you've played.
That wouldn't be fair to say. But no, we always have great time wherever we play, really. And with the guys in Colchester and Southend have really helped us out. So we're Chinooks in Southend. And the little bars in Colchester with V-Bar have really helped us out. And the Bull. And we had great fun playing at Colchester Arts Centre the other day.
Yeah,
and that venue always sounds amazing.
Yeah. Okay, good stuff, good stuff. Right, well, I'm going to play a couple more songs. So you going to hang around for a little while?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, sure we can.
Good stuff. Right, so let's go play some Manor Street Preachers. And there's some Klaxons.